As we come now to chapter 48 of Genesis, the final three chapters of our long, year-long journey through Genesis, give us a variety of blessings, predictions, foreshadowings of what's to come, not least pointing us ultimately towards Jesus. Here are some words from the end of chapter 48. Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon the head of Ephraim, who was the younger, and his left hand upon the head of Manasseh, crossing his hands. For Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, "The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has led me all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. And in them let my name be perpetuated, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth." When Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he took his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, "Not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand upon his head." But his father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. Nevertheless, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendant shall become a multitude of nations." So he blessed them that day, saying, "By you Israel will pronounce blessings, saying, God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh." And thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Behold, I am about to die, but God will be with you and will bring you again to the land of your fathers." So, Lord, we thank you for your blessings upon Jacob, Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh. We thank you for your blessings on us, whether we are firstborn or lastborn, whether we seem great or small. Thank you for your constant presence with us, your guidance through our lives, your promise of one day entering the heavenly promised land. Amen.